o'clock Sunday night.
Here we have a talking tape starting at zero, and I expect before this tape runs out that we will be talking at a full speed of 3 IPS. Testing this tape to determine whether the small roll is going to be any more difficult to transcribe and send out than the large roll was. I believe that the small roll and the large roll makes no difference on this type of machine, but the only way I can determine is to put a test on it and run it up to 30 IPS from here. We are expecting the TV man to come in any minute and to see if we can't line up this
tonight because I went to a movie.
Television.
They have a movie at the club, and the club is just 100 feet up here from me. So, and there was a movie there this afternoon too, but I worked this morning and till noon, and then I came home and took my siesta. I went back at 2 o'clock. I was looking for some place to see a football game, but I didn't get to see any. And then I came home and my school class was meeting, and they were talking about what they're going to do in the future. And they're starting a little kind of a youth group here, and they want me to be their sponsor. So the old man's going to have some kids to play with, I guess. If he can't have them to raise, I guess he can have some like this. This is more fun because there ain't no care involved. But we talk English, and these little kids were here all afternoon till about 5 o'clock. Then I went down to Chow, and tonight we had real good steak for Chow. And I came home and I read my little book for a while. And I got dressed in and went to the movies tonight. This afternoon I came back at 2 o'clock. I don't know when it was I came. No, it was after the kids left I went up to see the movie. No, it was before. Well, whenever it was. I can't look at how, see how old I'm getting? I forget my own mind. But I was going to tell you something. Oh, yeah, I got a darn old notice from the bank that I was overdrawn $102. And it made me so mad I up and wrote a letter to the trust officer and told him it was sure too bad that I couldn't do anything about it, but I knew he could, so here's the thing, straighten it out. Those knuckleheads. And so I had a check for $4 from the light and gas people, a refund, so I give him that and let him put it in the bank. The mail has been terrible this way. I get a letter one a week, maybe. And I don't know, it comes, if it comes U.S. mail, it comes just as slow as if it comes pouch. Pouch mail gets in Saigon, I guess, and they have a hard time shipping it around. They had to carry it to Canto, and then they had to carry it up here. We have a couple of shipping points in between. That's why it's so lousy with us. But I hear from you, and I got a nice letter the other day, and you were real happy, and I'm happy too, and I'll be seeing you in a week, and that's making me happy because I really don't know what's going on around here. I just wake up. Here it is, the 26th, honey, of October. Well, just the other day that I had a birthday, and it's the 26th, and I'm 26 I'm 16 days older than my 55. And time's just a going by to beat the band. And I don't know. I was just sitting this afternoon. I was waiting for that movie, and I thought, what have I done? What have I done? Well, I've done a few things around here. I wrote a directive, that's what I was working on this morning, about setting up an automobile maintenance program. And they never had one here, and maybe this will be good for them. Maybe I can get something going here. They get some maintenance for these cars. It's just that they have to be inspected once a month. And we have to set up a schedule for them to come in. So I have to put on their cars that they're going to be inspected and so forth. And I have to make out a work order, job order, work that's done or something like that. So I guess I'll have that done real good. Your last letter, you said that you was being quite happy and you was kind of enjoying yourself. And I have worried a lot because we kind of came a-flying and I didn't know what you was getting into, and you sure didn't. And we're not as young as we were. So, wait a minute, there's the phone. Well, honey, I got an emergency call. The curfew's rung, and here's a guy calling me up and telling me that all the lights in his house are out. So, I've got to go out and try and find an electrician someplace. And I'll continue after this episode, okay? Well, it's now 11 o'clock, and I'm back. I had to go down and wake up a guy and get him out here. Go down to the power plant and find an electrician and take him out to the security officer's house. And hook up a wire. Fuse burned out. And way up on top of a telephone pole, these guys are really odd. This was a fence 10 feet high, and it had barbed wire on the top of it. And this telephone pole was up 30 feet. So he took a ladder and crawled up on the fence. And then he pulled the ladder up and put it on top of that barbed wire fence and on the pole and went on up the rest of the way and fixed the thing without too much trouble. So tomorrow I'll have the security officer get a carton of cigarettes and take over there to him. Kind of have to pay your way around, I guess. That's the way it seems to go in this whole country. Looks to me like something's happening. They're cutting down on a lot of shooting around. And we're doing some stuff in the daytime. I hear the planes working out here today. And some artillery taking off. But don't hear too much action going around. So I think this